This is the Are You Screwed podcast.
Hello, sir. This is Jonathan from Sears. Do you have a moment for a survey?
I'm sorry, I do not.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
Sir, just one question, if you don't mind.
Shut up, Borkin.
Sir, is your refrigerator running?
Give your picks and move on. This is Adam's segment, you idiot.
I will ruin Rutgers.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
Virtual reality sex machine.
Oh.
The freshman out of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
He's very bad.
Gianna.
Mike, get your picks ready.
Gianna.
I predict that I'm going to get blackout drunk at every tailgate so I don't have to watch the game.
All right, let's do this. Welcome to another episode of the Are You Screw podcast. It's Adam, it's Max, and yes, we have a third co-host for this one. Daniel Breslau, our good buddy from the Text Chain, and that other podcast with the athletic director, John Newman, and executive board, something director, member, Knights of the Raritan. Danny, what's up, man?
Too many titles now. I don't like this. I'm doing well, man.
Thanks for
the voice is coming back.
To do this?
Do I have to what?
Did you have a choice in doing this?
I
forced you to.
Well, yeah. I mean, originally I thought I was coming on for a segment, and then I think I texted Max like, "Hey, you know, you're taping late tonight. I'd like, you know, can you bring me on early?" He's like, "No, you're coming on the whole episode." I was like, "Oh, okay. This I didn't realize." So apparently that is so.
It's less work for me. It's less work for Adam. It makes our lives easier.
Okay. It is. It is. All right, boys. Well, we are off a very exciting weekend. We have a lot to talk about today. Danny was up there. Danny brought home a W. Danny is now going to every Rutgers Road football game.
I am going to the next one.
Danny is only focusing on Rutgers football until we get to the actual start of the Rutgers basketball season, which I think is sometime in January. And it is truly now football season, fellas. Rutgers with a big, big win. Not as big as I predicted, but I did predict last week that Evan Simon would lead Rutgers to a victory up at Chestnut Hill at Alumni Stadium, and they did it. They did it, Max. They did it. And now we can start thinking big. Now we can start thinking cakewalk to that 6-6 record I told you about.
I think we need to start with the most important story from this game, which was Danny sitting in the Boston College student section for when he went to the game.
Front row, not just the student section, the front row of it.
So how did you end up sitting there? Tell the people.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, some Boston College group of students were traitors, clearly. Right. And they just like sold their tickets at a massive premium. And I just want to throw this out there. I and my brother and his fiance, we paid some students' season ticket in full for this one ticket for each of us for the game. So we definitely paid a premium to sit there. My brother's fiance danced at Boston College about a decade ago and wanted to be as close as possible to watching the dance team as she could be so that she could see the part of the game that she was actually interested in, as opposed to my brother and I realizing how great it would be to be in the first row. I know it's not terrific football angle situation in terms of watching a game. I, however, did not realize that section K or whatever we were sitting in was the student section. So when I arrived and I'm standing and all of a sudden people are starting to flow in behind me and I'm like, oh no. And I realized it after about a minute. And then, you know, the trash talk, they should all be embarrassed. The trash talk was junior varsity level stuff.
I'm just imagining being some like Boston College freshman. I'm going to my first football game. I'm going with my dorm floor. We're going to the Rutgers Boston College. You know, one of my big first college things. And there's this asshole in his mid-30s decked out in Rutgers gear, just being a complete lunatic. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about that kid.
Yeah, I wasn't as bad. And you know this for football, right? Like, I'm not what I'm like for basketball.
Well, nobody's like that because you're a psychopath during basketball games.
Correct.
You're just a regular, like, crazy person during football.
That's right. And so, like,
you're still doing the lift your hands up to get people to stand up. Like, you're still doing the...
I did that. I do that at home games when there are people to tell to stand up, right? Like in this case, first of all, I was standing the entire game. Because we were standing in the student
section. Still yelling ball when there's
a fumble. That's what, for that for sure on that bad snap to Jerkovic, I was yelling ball in a dead silent stadium, which you just watched the fumble, the snap inside their own 10, and I was yelling ball until they finally said it was Rutgers ball. So that was great.
How many Danny claps, like Danny let's goes, did we get? Because if you remember, one of the best videos that we've ever received was when you were at the Big Ten tournament at the Garden, and that was after the Indiana win. The let's goes that we got from you, that's what I'm envisioning Danny in the Boston College student section. I gotta feel like over under, we probably got it, probably would have been set at 3.5.
No, I think it would have been 3 because it would have been that the fumble recovery, the longer beam pick, and then probably the end of the game, right? Like, I was too stunned by Salam's touchdown. Like, I don't think I even realized from the angle that he had gone in, but when he bounced it outside, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Little Jimmy is in his first weekend away at college. Okay. And he just wanted to go to a Boston College football game and root on the Eagles, his new school. And there's Danny and his brother just ruining his good time.
And Jordan was being obnoxious. That was my favorite part of it. Like, Jordan, who, by the way, could not care less about Rutgers football, right? He's just a Rutgers guy like me, but he really is a basketball-only guy. And he is just being equally ridiculous, like, for some reason. I mean, mostly because of he put some monetary situation on +7.5, but that's a whole nother story.
I'm glad he listened to the podcast.
Yeah, he should have gone Moneyline, though, right? He didn't go Moneyline.
I tell everybody.
Yeah, got to go Moneyline. I was like, what a wuss. But yeah, that was a good time.
I question for you, Danny, because we really didn't talk about it last week on the episode. We did talk a little bit about competitive advantage. That was ruined by 9 a.m. when the media disobeyed Greg and leaked the information that Noah Vedral wasn't going to be playing. I don't need a verbal answer. Can you just shake your head yes or no? Did you know that information prior to the game? Just shake your head. Oh, okay. All right. You looked like you shook your head no, but I'm going to take that as a yes. So yeah, I thought that was, you know, competitive advantage despite losing that early on, Max. We're not going to do there's no quarterback controversy, right? We're not.
They're going to keep. What do you mean? There's no contract.
They're going to play seven.
They're just going to
three. They're just going to play.
Yeah.
They keep playing seven quarterbacks.
There's 0 point to go and actually debate this because we're not going to get one quarterback out.
And then whenever Vedral comes back in like a month or whatever, they're going to play all of them.
Mm-hmm. I think
there was. It was really funny how on the first possession, after all of this talk about the quarterbacks, they send out three quarterbacks for three plays. And punted away right away.
Oh, and then had to be Langan. It had to be Langan to start the game.
And
too,
then had a delay of game on the punt. Yeah,
that's true.
And that's how the game started. That's
true. And almost as good. I mean, highlight. This was a game where, I mean, you got all your entertainment out of it as a fan of a very mediocre team. Like, you couldn't have asked for anything more. Quarterback talk going into it. You know, the amount of quarterbacks being played. You get a fourth and goal punt. Right, you get bad football.
Fourth and goal from the 43.
You get a comeback and beat what you think is like a really great win. At the end of the day, it's just Boston College. It's just perfect.
But this is the thing: Rutgers is now just another crappy, like lower tier major conference team. Instead of just being like 3 years ago when they lost at home by 2 touchdowns to Boston College, like Rutgers is on that tier now.
I just want to know which former Big East school wants to smoke next. We kicked the shit out of Syracuse last year, Boston College this year. Who do you want next? Which former Big East team would you want next?
Isn't it Virginia Tech next, by the way? Isn't Virginia Tech on the schedule next year?
Is it next year? I could look this up.
I think it's next year or the year after, for sure.
What's next year? 2023 football schedule. I love this. This is great.
I want to say they're in Blacksburg next year.
Oh, you're correct. No, at home.
At home. Okay. And then the year after is in Blacksburg. Yeah. Yeah. So there's your Big East school that gets the smoke.
Oh, this is great. This is great. You know how many times, Max, we're going to get to use the Frank Beamer, like 0-0 hands up, throughout that game? It's going to be fantastic.
But by then, Rutgers will be scoring like 35 a game when WinSat plays the entire, you know.
And La Tech lost to Old Dominion. So yeah, that's what we got going for us.
Okay. Was anyone as mad as I was when WinSat pulled it out in the read option, ran for like 40 yards? And I immediately got angry because they spent two series just throwing Evan Simon out there. And we have this guy
48 yard run with breakaway speed. Like, I thought he was going to break away.
Like, I didn't know he could do that. Like, I knew he could run. I didn't know he was capable of doing that.
By the way, apparently it's Wimsett.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I was going to get to that at some point.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
You know what did happen though? So you know how people always correct it? It's actually Shiano and not Shiano.
Yeah. It's Shiano. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I was listening, to the broadcast on the radio, and he did one of those things. This is Greg Schiano, and you're listening to Rutgers Football on the whatever network.
Really?
Yeah, he said Schiano.
Because the whole thing was, it was during the pandemic season, 2020. I think he was being interviewed on the sideline by some Big Ten network reporter, and she asked, and he said Schiano very clearly.
But he said on the bumper or whatever for the radio, this is Greg Schiano. I noticed that.
I've called myself Breslauer and Breslauer like 1,000 different ways. I couldn't tell you which one's actually true.
But here's the good thing. If you're super fan football side, you just go with the easy one, coach, just like Danny does for Steve Beichel. And that's what you could do now for Greg, or you can just go by Greg. You don't forget the whole last name thing. There were two plays, by the way, that I was impressed with Wimsett. Wimsett. Whichever one we're going with. Wimsat sounds a lot easier.
I like Wimsat. I like that.
I like Wimsat too.
Yeah. Yeah. Wimsat it is. We've decided. Sorry, Gavin. I don't know. Knights of the Raritan can hook you up with some deal. And we can
Settle down.
All right. No, you don't have to comment on it. Relax there. It's not like you're getting deposed or anything. So I lost my train of thought. All right. The plays that I really wanted to talk about. One, Max, I agree with you. The run. That was fantastic. You're like, wow, we got one of those guys right now. That's fun. Number two, it was the wheel route that Menungai ran that he got absolutely obliterated on.
It's a great throw.
That throw was fantastic. Yeah. The arm strength, the placement of it, I haven't seen that in a really long time from a Rutgers quarterback. That's what I want to see.
That was a great throw.
It has got the skill. And I can only hope he continues to develop. And as I'm with you, Max, I just want to see him play. Just want to see him be the guy. Though, again, I was right about Evan Simon.
I mean, yeah, you were. What did Evan Simon have, like 50 yards? But he had
8 of 12, I think.
8 of 12 for 63. Rutgers had 110 passing yards and won this game. In 2020, 210 passing yards.
What was the total of rushing? They got to take away 96 yards prior to.
I think it was 247 or something after the 96.
So, I mean, overall, it was a pretty
322.
Yeah, it was very bleak.
No. I think the 320. They had 322
of rushing.
No, for the
game was 212.
Okay. I was saying 212. Okay. Right, so take away 96 of that prior to that
116
drive. Right. I mean, it's just not a very good game overall. From all facets offensively, but hey, listen, they got the win. This is great now because you get to at least still have the hope out there that, assuming they take care of business these next couple of weeks, it brings some energy for Iowa. That should be a lot of fun.
Fun. I mean, we're talking about Iowa here. Is that game going to be fun?
Hold on.
5-2.
You don't think 7-3 with two safeties is fun, Max? Get the hell out of the Big Ten if you don't like that. That's what you're here for.
Didn't Corsack punt 13 times against Iowa a couple of years ago or something? 13 or 14 times.
That sounds right.
Obviously, we all know like the crab cakes in football. That's what Maryland does. Like, Big Ten needs to get smart here and coin that phrase, like punts and safeties. That's what the Big Ten does. Okay. Get with the program.
That's what Iowa does.
Let me have a little bit of fun. That's fun. That is fun to me, Max. 3-0 Rutgers and a nice, cool, crisp end of September game. Gonna get the RV there nice and early that morning. Gonna get the Lox and Schmear out. Danny's gonna bring some Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and we're gonna go and party and go have a good day.
We're assuming Iowa is gonna be 3-0, but they play Iowa State, I think.
then they'll probably go, who cares? Either way, I don't care what Iowa's record is.
It's still Iowa. Who cares? Right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just like when they go ahead and they get Scott Frost fired, I don't care that Nebraska is going to have zero or one. They did win last weekend. Whatever. They'll still have one win at that point. Like, that doesn't matter. They're still Nebraska. Like when Rutgers beat Michigan. It was a shitty Michigan team.
Right.
We didn't care.
Rutgers is going 6-1 and then losing out. That's my new theory. That's how they're getting their 6-6 cakewalk.
Thank you. You just proved my point. That's a cakewalk to 6-6.
Correct.
6-1.
They win one game by like the tip of like the 22-21 on a chip shot extra point. We'll get to that in a little bit. The kicker. And now all of a sudden you've got them at 6-1 after they eked out a victory at Boston College.
I'm sold, Max.
110 passing yards.
6-1, baby. Lock it up.
And a 12-play, 96-yard drive all on the ground.
I mean, honestly, I'm saying this to be entirely truthful. Let's throw Ohio State out, obviously, because that's the one. But Wagner, Temple, Nebraska, Indiana, those four teams, I don't think are better than Boston College. It's Iowa that becomes the swing that is a better team than Boston College.
So you're saying 5-2 at worst. Yeah.
I'm saying at worst 5-2.
Who cares? All right. Danny's telling you, everybody listening.
I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm just saying that.
Run it back in 6 weeks.
The cocksure attitude about a team that, again, just eked out a 22-21 win with 110 passing yards.
Hey, man. Doesn't matter. Win's a win.
I'm still thinking about that poor Boston College freshman who had his day ruined.
By the way, let me ask you, Danny, what's more enticing? Come December, would you rather be at the rack for Rutgers Wake Forest?
On the 17th, yeah.
Or I can entice you with a second trip up to Boston.
Oh, is that the same day? The full in Fenway?
Another former Big East opponent in Cincinnati in that Fenway.
Saw that with the Wasabi Bowl, right?
What are you talking about?
So they're Brett McMurphy
Rutgers
today.
Is going bowling. I talked about the cakewalk, that whole thing. Yeah, they're going bowling, Max.
Yeah, Brett McMurphy today in his new projections has Rutgers in Cincinnati and the Wasabi Bowl at Fenway.
Now, if you had to, I would go to right that. Now is the 12.5 is what the spread's at currently, Max, on that one. So if you want to get in on it early, you let me know.
I would be at the rack for Rutgers Week.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You didn't make a promise to be at every Rutgers football game.
I can't do that.
We can find a replacement for your seats quite easily.
It's Wake Forest. It's not like.
I mean, they were the first team out last year. Second team, the
Big Ten ACC challenge.
How much are you going to like mention?
Not that is a home and home
that episode when you get to that point or anything like that. Like, you're just going to bring up so many nostalgic Wake Forest names that nobody cares about anymore when you guys get to that episode.
With Tim Duncan?
Nostalgic? Yeah, I mean, they were the number one team in the country at one point last decade, yes.
We're going to get just – this is
– I didn't – die. You're the one who started this.
My point was you're going to be at the bowl game, not the rack. That's it. That's what my point was. All right, so Rutgers beats Boston College. They get Wagner this weekend. And that's talking Wagner.
I want to talk about the kicker because last episode we were laughing at Fonseca on the Rutgers Brand podcast, how when he was talking about the kicker, he said that he won't miss a chip shot field goal.
Yeah. And then he just missed the chip shot extra point.
If game is on the line and you need a chip shot, I've got full confidence in it.
And he hit it. Yeah, did then, he hit then, it or did he hit
Adam,
it?
And Adam said, all right, Fonseca, well, I guess if they need an extra point to win a game, I guess I have confidence. And you know what? He did it.
He hit it. I mean, honestly, and I say this with all sincerity, right? Kid misses an extra point right off the bat. In his first college football game, yeah, he hits the 33-yarder later in the game.
No, he's kicked before. He played last year
for Rutgers.
No, you said his first college football game. He played D2.
Sorry, first Division I college football game. Okay. Apologies for your first Division I college.
You had him right off the Gaelic football.
Right off the Gaelic football.
I mean, I get what Danny's saying. It's like saying that like Group One high school sports is like.
All right, easy there. So is that you still have to go out there and hit that extra point at 21-21, right? Like, yes, I know it's extra point in college and not the extra point in the NFL, which is a very different animal, but there's still some pressure in that moment. So it's a good thing he didn't miss it, because that ECU kicker, right? ECU had a chance to tie the game against NC State and he missed an extra point at 21-20. Very similar situation.
Yep. Yeah. Well, a lot of things wrong with the extra point situation.
Florida State LSU. Kelly.
Oh my God, dude, that could not have been happening. I texted the group and I know you were working at them, but I was smiling. I had that game, the final 5 minutes. I don't think my mouth has like gaped in just being stunned about five or six different things that happened. Like it has it for a college football game in a very long time. Wild fourth quarter.
That's a game where you need the Twitter is great for that kind. Yeah. Like that was, I know I didn't get to watch any of that live and I didn't get a chance to experience the craziness of it, but the post, kind of experience online, it seemed just as good.
Oh, so
like the Brian Kelly memes that are coming out, like the fake Louisiana accent stuff. It's fantastic. I can't get enough of it.
Ugh,
can't get enough of it. What Dabo Swinney was to Mike, RIP Mike, gone from the podcast forever. That's what Brian Kelly is to me.
And you've been on this Brian Kelly hate train a decade. This is not new. Honestly, it was before all the stuff at Notre Dame with the kid. It was when
he left Cincy before.
The Ben Mock stuff, right? I feel like it was the Ben Mock stuff that got you hitting Kelly.
What's the Ben Mock stuff? Nobody listening knows what the Ben Mock.
The quarterback of Cincy. It was 2008. I think that year they started 1-5, where he came into Rutgers and was like chopping all over the field after they won. And like Kelly was like poo pooing it up and like being very happy about it.
I got on him for when he left Cincinnati, like the way he left. It was a rant about, like, again, at that time, the empowerment that coaches had over players and how ridiculous the whole system was set up to be. And like Brian Kelly championing himself as, you know, like this father protector of all his guys. And then like, fuck you, I'm out a week later. Like, I just, like, that was kind of the start of it. And he just seems like, he just genuinely
bad
seems
dude.
Like an annoying, awful person.
Yeah. I'm sure he's like done some nice charity stuff, but yeah, he comes off as
wait, time out. I was only half listening to that. Why did you have to get in there?
Well, because it's like this, there's a book and I'm not going to remember the name right now, but it talks about philanthropy and how philanthropy is sort of like weaponized for the uber wealthy to like come off as being a nice guy when they're really not.
I forget a book for that.
No, it's like a really well-written book. You would enjoy it, actually, Max. And I'll have to remember it later. But it's just sort of in that moment where it was me trying to make a very subtle joke.
I would actually have a lot more respect for Brian Kelly if he was himself. And like, let's just say he goes like to visit like a hospital with like sick kids and starts like screaming at them and just like being like, you know what? I respect you at that point. Just be yourself there, Brian.
The book was called Winner Takes All, Max. Just read it. It's nice. It's a good book.
All right. That's
talking books. Book talk.
Dave White would be happy with the book talk.
Yeah. All right. So that's talking Boston College. We're going to assume anybody have anything prepared for Wagner?
No. Let's find out. Okay. Well,
they lost to Fordham 48-31.
What is Wagner's mascot? Do
we know? Seahawks?
Wagner. That's Stony Brook, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure Wagner is also the Seahawks.
It is. Yeah. Wagner is the Seahawks. Well,
Stony Brook's the Sea Wolves.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Wagner is the Seahawks. And we need to look up Wagner College. We need to look up Wagner alumni. We saved that content from last week.
Interesting. Yeah. Wagner alumni.
Really good stuff here. I didn't do this after last episode just to prepare myself. And I can't even remember anybody who was notable on that list.
There was DeJuan Wagner, but that was his name. That wasn't the college that he went to. He went to Memphis.
I honestly had no idea when they scheduled that game last year. I did not know that they had a football team. Like, I thought they were one of those schools that like in the Northeast area, you just play them in basketball every once in a while. You know, the Pike goes, you know, cycles through the 300s.
Marquise Webb was an assistant there for a while.
And that's what you did. Were there any, there were no transfers that I can even recall, like notable Wagner transfers or anything anywhere
in basketball?
Yeah. Like, give me one. You probably got to know one, Danny.
Goodness.
I don't think Danny's going to know a Wagner College transfer.
There have been like a couple of half decent players there and they're not coming to mind right now.
All right. So yeah, again, that's talking Wagner football. Anybody else?
Okay. Tim Capstraw.
Oh,
Brooklyn, okay. Nets radio color guy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like Staten Island colleges. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, okay. That makes
sense. Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly.
Well, what no, I mean,
Rich Kotite.
Huh.
That's a good one.
Okay. Well, they're going to get
Dan Mullen.
No way. Dan Mullen.
Yeah, Florida head football Florida coach Dan what? Mullen.
He's from the Northeast.
I don't know. He went to Wagner.
I mean, you don't go to Wagner if you're not from like the Tri-State area.
Cam Gill, NFL linebacker and Super Bowl winner for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Dan Mullen went to Wagner? Yeah. That's weird.
Now you
know. It's the only ones that I might know.
Interesting.
By the way, we're taping today. Any other football talk? Is there any more football talk to get to?
The Taj Harris leaving.
Oh, yeah. Taj Harris is.
The actor, Robert Loggia. Went known from Big.
Huh.
No, don't.
No. Okay. Huh. Also from went to Wagner.
Yeah. I much prefer like the HBCU schools. Give me a great band and halftime performance and schedule those teams.
I agree.
I don't need this. By the way, don't ever schedule Delaware again. See what they did this weekend?
Yeah, but who would do? I mean, like that's like scheduling North Dakota State. Like, who does that? You if you're gonna play that what Greg's always been good at, and you know, I don't give Greg a lot of credit for
didn't want to go with the last nice job there.
But what Greg's really good at is scheduling very bad FCS teams. So like when they play FCS teams, the teams are really, really bad. They don't mess around with anybody who's going to play you in a 1-2 score game, like those that are in the FCS playoffs. They generally just don't do that.
All right. I'm with you on that. Crazy weekend. And it was great to have college football back. We talked about the Iowa game, which was hysterical, and just winning 7-3 with two safeties. The North Carolina games this weekend, North Carolina versus App State and then NC State ECU was wild. We got a score bingo in college football. We had 63-61 and never happened.
Scoreigami, you mean?
Score bingo.
Score bingo.
Score bingo. That's what
so for those of you who don't know, scoreigami is when it's a unique score that's never happened before. In a game, and apparently there's never been a 63-61 game before.
Score bingo is exactly the same thing, just called score bingo. One thing now you know.
Score bingo.
Score
bingo. That was good. You had that game. Did you see that everybody was making fun of mocking UCLA, soon to be Big Ten member UCLA since like 7
yeah.
put up to their football game.
So my boss is a diehard UCLA fan, football and basketball. And so I texted him that immediately and was like, there were more people from Rutgers at Boston College than there were in the UCLA stadium for the game at the Rose Bowl.
Now, in fairness, it was like 100 degrees.
So that was his immediate response. Like, yeah.
Like Bowling Green. Like, I don't know. Are you?
It's been like 105 in LA, and that's like ungodly for them. In long stretches. So I think that's what he's saying was the real reason.
We decided that's going to be our, that would be like the first trip we go to whenever they play them. That's where we'll head out for a football game.
Yeah. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll go assuming, for sure. You know,
that'll be
I can, but I
I'm in, I'm there.
All right. That's well, I mean, at that point, your consecutive streak has got to kind of stay intact for, you know, Rutgers road football games. So
yeah, it'll end for Ohio State.
Had that this weekend. Ohio State beat Notre Dame. Was there anything else notable from the weekend of college football that went on? Did we miss anything else?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Nothing crazy. I did see this popped up on my feed earlier this afternoon, which I don't know if I'm surprised or not. I kind of wanted to get Danny's take on it. This is probably a good chance to venture into some KTR talk. Jim Harbaugh had an interesting quote this afternoon saying, I do believe players should receive a revenue share from these massive TV deals. Don't you agree? A large piece should come from the ones negotiating those TV deals. It's a $7 billion. It's a lot of money. I think the players should receive a revenue share.
Well, can you go back to that? One of the parts of that quote, a large part should come from those negotiating.
A large piece should come from the ones negotiating those TV deals. I don't know what that means.
What does that even mean?
Don't know. That's really what you're taking away from the quote right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to understand how he's going to go about it. I mean, all for it, but yeah.
Quote and just expand on it and don't actually know what he says. Who cares? People do that all the time.
Sure. I mean, listen, if we can get the TV revenue as part of all of this, then by all means. I mean, the reason why NIL exists is at a baseline level to allow players to be compensated, right? Like the semantics around how and why and what's legal federally and what's legal for whatever the NCAA and in its given construct is in that given week, whatever. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, different mechanisms for getting the players paid, let's do it. I just am not sure what Harbaugh is saying there as to whether he's saying that the rights holders should be paying the players more or if the, I actually think, and Max shaking his head because I think Max knows that I'm right, is that Harbaugh is saying that the rights holders believe that he believes the rights holders should be cutting the check to the players as opposed to the universities. And Max, that's likely why you're shaking your head.
No, it was a phrase you used. I can't remember what it was, but it was a douchey phrase.
It was a douchey phrase.
Is this jargon? I was going to ask before this episode started. Danny hopped on a little bit too early. I should have put a waiting room on here so Max and I could have gone over stuff. I wanted at some point, Max, if you hear any business jargon or bad phrases from Danny, you can pick any of the sound effects and you just
come on
background at any time.
Give me a break.
No, that's what I thought.
Wasn't that bad?
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, why can't you just take little wins here?
That is a win.
I'm saying just focus on the fact that even Jim Harbaugh is addressing it and saying that players deserve more. That's a win. That's a win.
Why do I care about,
about where it's coming from or whatever? Like fine. That's a kind of like just a boring thing for powerful people to figure out. I don't think that's very entertaining to talk about, but it's a good thing.
Well, to me, what matters right now is Rutgers' viewpoint, right? Because all that matters currently to what we're trying to achieve, and I think the athletic department's done a good job in the past few weeks of getting out and making their thoughts known about how to approach NIL in the short term and the long term, and Chiano's comments about the next 4 months being very important. And to me, I think that you're going to see the donor base, and the phrase getting in line is the wrong phrase, but like having a better understanding as to why this needs to be a part of your contribution portfolio, if you want to call it that, in terms of how you're approaching what you give to our fund, what you give to whatever. Is that the business jargon?
Yeah.
What portfolio? Okay. So that's my take on how I think we're going to start to see NIL transform at Rutgers, because that's what's important, right? Like, forget what Harbaugh says. Honestly, great. That'd be awesome at a national level. But I don't care what he says. What matters right now is...
But it would be, in theory, versus other Big Ten schools, you'd be competing with other things for recruits. But like from a national recruiting standpoint, let's just say the Big Ten did work out a revenue sharing deal prior to any conference doing that. That's a huge boost for Rutgers versus anybody else, like
versus anybody else outside the conference, right? That's 100%. Yes, that's great.
Or even it gives you more ammo to be like, hey, it's not like you're getting nothing versus everything that Michigan. You're now starting at some kind of equal playing level, and if you like a coach more, like now it kind of like you can go where you like that coach because you're at least getting something else. And you're getting your pockets wet a little bit.
Well, and why I think it's an important distinction is because we've made it very clear that the collective is about retention at this point in time, right? And that players that are not currently on the rosters, it's about seeing that the infrastructure exists and being able to go and take advantage of it once you're in school. I agree with you that if the conference got something done separately where a prospective athlete already knew, hey, I'm going to get a share of television revenue when I get into the Big Ten, that makes the concepts of the collectives even better as simply a retention mechanism, right? And that's how we believe they should be used, as opposed to like collectives going into the transfer portal or going into high schools and cutting checks. Because to me,
why does that bother you?
It bothers me just a little bit, just because like and don't get me wrong, like it's like any job application process to a degree, right? But like there's a lot of perverse incentives that come from having you know, Johnny Donor A or Johnny Donor B walking into some high school and waving money in front of people.
You think that's what they're actually, you think there's some like guy with a briefcase full of money walking into a high school? You think that's how this is going?
Via the blockchain. What do you want me to say? No, I mean, they're talking to them.
Yeah. You've got some like oil baron walking.
Yes.
Oil titan walking.
You don't think that's happening? You're nuts.
Like a seersucker suit. And like handing a briefcase full of cash to like making it so illicit.
T Boone Shiner is walking into some you know Midwest school for sure.
He's making it sound so bad. Like I'm guessing it's not happening in this like really illicit underground kind of way. That's the whole point.
Sure, that's the whole point. I still believe there will be some regulation around the acquisition components of things, and that. Like bringing players in as opposed to once they are at your school, retaining them with incentives.
They can't make any rules. They can't.
Who's they?
Anything. The NCAA can't do anything. The federal government can't do anything.
But that's where we disagree. Like, who knows? Right. And so yeah. I think you keep saying they can't, right? Like you also thought that they were never going to be able to get this in place in the first place.
No, I didn't. I said the schools would never pay them, which they're not.
Which in theory they're not yet. But, you know, based on what Harbaugh's saying today, that, you know, he wants the rights holders.
Of course Jim Harbaugh wants his players to get paid. But who is Jim Harbaugh?
Harbaugh's
not powerful in this ecosystem as far as like where the money goes.
Play the fucking horn, Max. Yeah, play the horn.
Well, you did that to yourself there on that one. That's true. Good job, Danny. We did solicit, if you're not a member and you want to be of the Rutgers Sports Outsider Discord, go ahead and message Max on our Twitter page and he'll hook you up with that.
Yeah, there's just a link actually in the bio on Twitter that you can go to for the Discord.
So what did you do to your podcast? Like you unsubscribed it from Apple? Like what did you do?
Nobody, Danny. Nobody cares about this. It's up on Apple right now. If you subscribe, resubscribe. That's it. That's all you have to do.
Adam, you keep dropping out, by the way.
No, that was
Adam, that was you, Max. You're the one dropping out, bud.
So when we put this up later and like it's you. It's you.
Damn, Adam.
I just don't, because I know I'm going to get crushed in a little bit in terms of my audio from last week. So I'm just getting ahead of this right now and that the internet is messing up on Max's side. That's it. I just wanted that. For the record,
I can confirm
it's been put into the record.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, I was saying earlier, and by earlier I mean 30 seconds ago, we solicited for some questions. Max always does when we're going to tape an episode on the Discord, and there were a couple related to KTR since we were already talking about it. Mm-hmm. Adam and want to know what do you actually personally like do work wise for KTR? How does it work? What's your role? He wants to know. Are you allowed to tell us that?
Sure, yeah. I'm on the executive committee. I'm technically the secretary of the collective. That's just, you know, obviously part of an LLC or a non-stock corp. You have to have officers. We meet every week and we talk through like a variety of things from the deals that we think we're going to be able to do to the financial considerations around memberships to what we're going to do at tailgates and events we want to plan. So yeah, I mean, it's really just like project management as a whole and making sure that the people who are giving money to go out and help pay Rutgers athletes are having that money deployed, right? Like that's our job. Our job is to be the deployers of the money.
And what do I get for it? Like I joined a couple days ago and I don't know what I get.
So you joined
I get emails from Newman, which I don't know.
So you joined at a level, if you look on the join tab, Max, under that join level, it tells you what the benefits are, like the signed swag that you might get or access to an event or what have you. With each level, obviously it goes up further, depending on how you allocated the funds, either to the general fund or to a specific sport or to a specific athlete. It's handled differently. If it's for a specific athlete, it will go toward our partner going out and doing a deal with that athlete for a particular quid pro quo. If it's to a specific sport, then the specific sport fund will be
quid pro quo.
the specific sport fund will simply be passed through to that program for that program to handle as it as they see fit. And the general fund is the executive team's responsibility to allocate. And
wait,
we can
wait. You send, I like it. What do you mean? What do you mean? You send the money to just the program?
The program, like yeah. So like the, a representative of the program, whoever's handling the fund allocation for however they would want to do those deals, we would take their guidance. So
you can that, do that.
The collective provides the money to a specific sport for those deals to be used for NIL.
But I thought you were saying that it goes to the school.
No, it doesn't go to the school.
Okay.
It is used for NIL payments for that specific sports athletes, right?
Gotcha.
Whereas in the general fund scenario, the executive team is handling the, here, you can play the foghorn, the capital allocation associated with all of the deals.
Gotcha.
And that's basically how we would approach the general fund. And I think the general fund is a great place to put the money because it allows for some degree of creativity and some equity across the sports too.
Adam, what did you put yours in? Did you pick, what did you put your money into?
I believe I did. I think I did football.
I did men's basketball.
I did men's basketball too.
Well, obviously you did, Danny.
I think I did. I might have done general. I don't know. Like, I totally trust, like, it's a big slush fund. Let these guys go ahead and let the smart people, you know, figure it out and where that money is going to go. I like it. That was a pretty good explanation all around for Adam N. He also wanted to know, are you guys thinking about opening some type of portal to book like athlete appearances, signings?
Great question. So there is like a rate card. Thank you. A rate card of sorts that that our partner student athlete NIL has. So if somebody wants to do a specific activation, like you're saying, an appearance or whatever it might be, they should just reach out to us. There's an email on the website and we're happy to put them in touch with the people that would have that. We've already had that. Somebody who's a friend of our podcast has reached out to us. I know about a particular tailgate activation that he wants to do later in the year with a couple of athletes. So to me, it's a great opportunity. Reach out. There is a like a market rate card for what the athletes are asking for or have or know they should be asking for those particular scenarios, like a tailgate appearance or whatever, so that nobody's getting jobbed on what they should be getting at market rate. So yeah, that's a good question. And we welcome anybody to reach out.
All right. So we might have to get somebody at like a Health God tailgate this year.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, we have to talk about this. We should have gotten to this a lot earlier.
We should, but we can get something together for Nebraska.
No. I mean, we haven't talked about the RV for this Saturday yet. We have not gone into the RV. We should have gotten to Danny ruining some like poor freshman girl selfie at Boston College. And then we should have gotten to the RV on Saturday because this is a big day. It's a big day.
It is. I'm glad we get to break it in against an FCS opponent. Let me just say that. I appreciate the scheduling by Greg. It allows us to kind of work some kinks out and really prepare ourselves, take it one game at a time and chop our way to Iowa. That's really kind of the focus here, Max. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I just think that we need to respect the opponent. We need to respect what's ahead of us this Saturday and do our best.
So is the RV going to be parked near like the front of the Scarlet lot with like all the other RVs or where's it going to be?
Under my, from what I know right now, right? We got an RV pass this year for the Scarlet lot. We're still going to be in the Scarlet lot. The RV, I believe, is going to be arriving on location at Rutgers Stadium at 10:15, I believe, on Saturday morning. Now there are definitely other groups that get there earlier, sometimes the day before on the RV side of things. I think what this is going to allow our group to do is to push up those start times a little bit more, you know, by 2-3 hours potentially. Like again, if you get a late afternoon game, now you're getting there at 8-9 in the morning versus you'd get there, you know, 11 noonish for let's say at 3:30, 4.
When your dad told me this 4 o'clock game is starting at 10 in the morning, I was like, whoa. Wait a second. I'm not so sure one, I can swing that, but two, man, we're in the big leagues now. What is going on?
I start acting. You want to act like a Big Ten member, start acting like it. All right. That's all facets now. Whoa. Tailgating, giving money to the collective. It's all part of this now.
The game's at four, right? It's a four o'clock game.
Four, and Rob's ready to roll into the lot. First of all, his partner in this was ready to roll into the lot Friday night. Okay, and sleep there, which, by the way, he's now convinced him to wait for a noon game for such a situation.
Well, that makes sense.
But this is going to happen. Yeah, our friend Terry is going to roll into the lot and sleep there for a night before the tailgate.
Listen, if you're going to get an RV, why wouldn't you go for the full experience, right? You have to at some point. So, yeah.
Are you going to do this? Are you going to sleep in the RV?
I don't know. I have to see the RV first. I really don't know what the RV even looks like.
Is it gonna, I hope beyond hope that they show up in like the shittiest RV that we've ever. It would be so unbelievably fun. It was just like the engine was like backfiring. This is the shittiest RV.
Like one of those like old ones from the 70s that like it's all aluminum, looks like it could be shipped up into space at any point, you know, the old school Winnebago, like on the back of a, you know, what's it like a Volvo, like just being dragged on into the scarlet lot. I hope that is. I don't think it is. I think the reason why we want to do this is to get a bathroom a little bit closer as well too. That was part of it. So I assume this is going to be a pretty solid, you know, what's it called? It's just going
to
be
set up. Better. Yeah. I'm going to Temple with your brother and father, which I haven't sat with your brother at a football game in a really long time. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a good time.
You guys tailgating?
I think they're doing a Rutgers
tailgate.
Oh, yeah, really? So
for tailgate.
So Rutgers is doing an event max at Xfinity Live at 11 a.m.
That's what the people in the Discord told me to do.
Yeah. So that is apparently what we're going to be. My Amtrak gets in at like 10:35 or something. So I'll make my way to the stadium from then.
All right. Yeah. Greg is kind of like you on the football equivalent. He can be when he wants to.
For basketball. Really,
yeah. In terms of just being, you know, kind of a psycho at times. Like, love him to death. I've kind of grown out of caring that much about Rutgers football other than November 19th. It's on.
Fuck you. Hell yeah. Penn State.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited. I don't know, Max. I'm trying to think.
Do you still talk shit to your sister leading up to every Penn State game? Is that still like a thing? Because I remember that was a thing for a really long time.
Yeah. Why would I stop doing it?
Okay. Because we just never win. So that's what I'm
going to need. It doesn't matter. I've told her since she started at Penn State, all Rutgers has to do is beat them one time. That's it. It just has
you'll
to happen
never
one
let
time.
Her forget it.
Yes. Just one time. That's it.
Now, the key, big thing for this weekend, we got to figure out.
So it doesn't matter if they lose every year.
Nice thing about the RV situation and getting there early. Now you truly, for like a 4 o'clock game, you get breakfast time and you get lunch a little bit later. So we're starting the day with breakfast. We're going to work our way towards lunch. You don't have to kind of cram it into one big smorgasbord. I like it.
Do you know the plan? What's the plan for the food on Saturday?
I don't know. I believe we're going to start basic with the breakfast side of things. I'm going to pick up some nice bagels near me, some fancy cream cheeses and some spreads. We'll start with that. And then I assume it's going to be kind of grilling time.
Some fried lox.
Yeah. We might get into the lot. I don't know. Like I said, FCS, you know, I don't think you want to go too fancy. You want to keep it to the bread and butter for this one. Nobody can come out injured. You got to come out.
Will there be bread and butter?
No, I'm just, yeah, you just, you gotta, yeah. I mean,
that went over Adam's head.
Will you guys have bread and butter?
Yeah.
If it's the bread and butter, you have to have bread and butter.
Yeah. We got that. I think what I'm most excited about the RV is the chance to escape the bees from the September games, because in September the bees are just the worst.
Now, if we play this smart, like if my dad plays this smart, there should be a lock on that door and you should not know the code and you should not be allowed in.
Yes. RV. Smart. Yes. Agreed. I'm with you on that, but I need the code. So thanks.
Why shouldn't Danny be allowed in the bathroom?
Oh, no, wait a second. Time out. I get the code, man. I'm part of the small group that gets the code.
I don't know. I don't know if you do. We'll see. That'll be a game time decision.
Are you going to use the bar of soap all over your body? Is that what you're going to do?
Maybe we'll leak it by 9 o'clock that morning, whether or not.
By the way, we got a lot of positive response from our soap segment from last episode.
It was very good.
It was one of the better segments I think we've ever done.
So I've thought about that segment now like multiple times this week because I stayed at multiple houses that were not mine and showered at them and had bars of soap in them. And each time I looked down and was like, damn it, Max. Like, I just had to get, I had to think about it in the moment. Like, oh, there's body wash behind me. Okay.
The goal of this the goal of this podcast, aside from like, it was to mock Danny and John from the beginning. Yeah. It was to get Danny to think about Max and I while he showers. And that goal has been accomplished.
I actually think Max said one of his favorite moments of like understanding how this endeavor of yours had molded my brain was when the first responder at the spring game stepped out of bounds at the 1 yard line on his touchdown run. And I like zoomed in on the tape and assessed that he had not made it into the end zone. And Max said that like years ago, I never would have done something so petty and ridiculous, but because of the RU Screw Pod, I had been molded into such thinking.
Yep.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah. So yeah, well, it's going to be a very fun weekend.
What time are you getting there? You're not getting there at 10:30.
No, apparently he is.
Yeah, no, I have to. I think I mentioned it last week. I've got to leave early. I know this was asked in the Discord as well. We got feedback. They want to know how much of the game am I going to watch? As of right now, it's zero unless plans change. I'm trying to finagle some things and potentially stay. But as of right now, I've got to leave like an hour or two prior to kickoff. So yeah. This getting the RV is huge. Now I can enjoy a tailgate. And then I could just dip out of there early.
And then you're gonna steal the RV.
I'll stop by before you leave.
The most annoying thing is gonna be having to talk my way into letting them let me park in the back of the lot. Mm. I don't want to drive through people like setting up tailgating.
That's
a very annoying thing to do because you've got like the parking generals now that gotta park in a spot. God forbid, you know, you don't just explain to them what's going to happen and how they could actually be of help. But either way, so I'm going to be there by 10:15 or so.
What's exciting about the RV is it may get Dr. B to a tailgate this year.
I would love to have your dad.
Oh,
yeah, that's exciting, right?
Because that invitation has been out for years.
I know, and even with like lawn chairs, it's just like really tough to have him out in the elements for 4 or 5 hours.
Listen, like, plus that man can do whatever he wants. Open invite. Would love to.
Wait, hold on. Is Danny using his dad to get the code to the RV?
Yes, Max. Brilliant. Oh, yes. That is how we get the code to the RV.
Now, see, I don't know because I know Dr. B well enough where
give
we
it, could just give it to Dr. B.
I would just give it to him and he would understand that certain top secret information does not need to be stolen, divulged, and you can't just yell declassified.
Yeah. We don't even have a beach house to put the declassified documents in. Yeah. So,
all right. What else do we have? Anything on here that was interesting? There's actually some really, Danny, they want to know, does Jeff Towers have you on speed dial?
It's a good man. Yes.
Alex,
he has you on. He's in. You're in his phone. I don't think you're.
Yes, we're both in each other's phones. Therefore, we're both on speed dial.
Is he?
I'm in a group text with him now. I guess that makes it, that's enough.
But you're not like an ice contact yet. Once you do one,
no, I'm not an ice contact. No.
Alec just wanted to mention that he saw you at the game post game, pointed at you, and you pointed back. Hashtag honored.
awesome.
What else? Oh, this was a great one. If we got to sentence a criminal who was a Rutgers fan, what moment would you make them relive over and over again for the rest of their lives?
Well, okay. Which sport are they a bigger fan of?
Let's go. Let's start with your basketball.
Equal. With basketball? I mean, it's got to be like it's the Wieskamp Bank, right? Like, you just have to relive the Wieskamp Bank.
Well, there's two ways to look at this. There's like games and there's like individual like moments.
Oh, like that's what I'm saying. Like how are we approaching? So if it's like a moment, I'm going Wieskamp Bank. If it's a game, it's obviously the final 5 minutes of Houston, right? Like that's the only answer.
I was just gonna say the Miles Johnson dunk is the moment that you've got to make that fan kind of
but in the moment you didn't feel it, right? I mean, like
you kind of knew, but also you didn't know. No,
right? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Whereas the finality.
How about James Townsend?
Well, Townsend's up there for sure.
I was going to say that's the same thing. That's like saying, though, in reality, you also could relive. Honestly, the more annoying thing is the fumble that they didn't call on the kickoff, the Slayton fumble.
Yeah.
Right. Like
So James Townsend drops the pass. I think it was put Rutgers up 10, right?
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter against West Virginia in 2006. Yeah. I would argue Slayton fumbling on the kickoff, but
Slayton didn't fumble on a kickoff. He fumbled on a run. And it was like a sweep outright.
Sure. Were they not just down three at that time? And it just led to a field goal to tie it up. I thought that they were just down three and that touchdown would have just put them up.
No, Rutgers was up three and the touchdown would have put them up 10.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
I don't, I've tried to clearly put that one in the, you know,
what I know.
Now you've got me doubting myself.
Yeah. Well, just like when we argued about the Insight Bowl, like the first time we met,
I was right about the Insight Bowl.
But what I will say is that, on the football side, if it's a game, weirdly, like I'm going just like the entire stretch of Teddy Bridgewater coming into the 2012 Louisville game, like that, like the illegal man downfield.
There's a lot of ways you can go back. You want to go to like the depths of like hell of like pick one of the 0-11 season, just when it was worst football ever, or do you go when they were better, you were more interested, and then they broke your heart?
You're saying like the 2000. To Temple game in the rain,
right, sitting in the rain, like you got to go relive through that the entire thing. I don't know. That's pretty painful to sit through.
Maybe I could probably
pick a basketball game that's similar to where they were horrific, played somebody very mediocre, and lost. I know, pick like that opener when they lost to who was it? Like either Northwestern or one of the Fred Hill era. You pick
Kansas State. That was a horrible game. Bob Huggins was coaching Kansas State. Yeah.
So something like that. I don't know. You pick something like that, and I feel like you could.
No, I mean the game I would use is like somebody. You'll remember this age. Doobie and Shields were both on this team, and they lost by like 40 to Nova at the rack. And like Bob Mulcahy, he went in the locker room and told the team off. It was a whole thing, and it was just like they had hit the bottom that year, the year after the NIT final, and it was horrible. That's another one of those moments. You were just like, "Oh crap, they're never gonna be good."
Yeah. That's fair. All right. Anything else that came in the Discord that we'd like before we move on here and find something else? Somebody wanted it in honor of Mike. We should do a teardrop. I don't have anything prepared. I did have though, because he brought this up in our text chain, and I wanted to actually see if you guys hated his list. So Danny called today. It's Labor Day. We're taping. Called today an optimal holiday. I don't really know what even that like means. So first off, Dan, can you explain your definition of optimal holiday?
100%. Okay. So optimal holiday is a holiday in which is like truly restorative for recovery, like necessary, the right time of the year. Like when you had like a long weekend that you did the long weekend, right? A bunch of nights out, a bunch of activities. And I know you're dad, so it's a whole different game to like the game that I'm playing here on Labor Day weekend. But
you're talking like you were going hard like this weekend. You went to a football game and a couple of bars. Max. Okay. Like relax.
All right. Settle down there, guy.
You weren't like raging. Like, come on. You went to a football game.
No, I was at the W Lounge on Friday night, son. So I would say that this is an optimal holiday for restoration, right? The weather's nice enough outside to do an outdoor workout, get the sweat in, get the, you know, everything else going. It's a good holiday. I like it. Good holiday, optimal.
All right, so here's Mike's list of his top five optimal holidays. He went with July 4th as, I guess, his number one. He then
looking at this box score for this Rutgers West Virginia game, and I haven't figured out the answer yet. But it's so. Do you remember when they used to call Ray Rice Ray Mel Rice?
Yeah, Ray Mel. Yeah. Sure. I called him that his sophomore year. I think
In this box score, he goes by Ray Mel. Anyway, go on with the list.
Number two was New Year's Day. Number three was Easter. Number four was Memorial Day, and number five was Yom Kippur.
Which is obviously him making fun of me. Suboptimal at best.
My problem with the list is you have to pick holidays in which the holidays revolve around the days of the week that it's the day of the week that it's on and not the date.
Interesting.
Okay, so like Christmas, when it falls on a Saturday, is not an optimal holiday anymore. You got to find optimal holidays that always revolve either around a 3-day or 4 day
so
week.
Thanksgiving, super optimal holiday.
Very optimal holiday
is my number one optimal.
Love that.
Right. You get it. Everybody gets the 4 day weekend. You are bludgeoned.
Well, not everyone gets Black Friday. That's the thing. Not everyone.
Most people who are working like office jobs,
jobs are again, Thanksgiving, number one on my list, just based on that.
I'm with you.
That's why Labor Day, I'm totally fine with it being number one on your list because it's a Monday. Mm-hmm. So same thing with Memorial Day. So any of those that fall, that's always falls on either a Monday or a Thursday. And again, it doesn't matter what the date is. It matters what the day of the week is.
There's also some sports veg watching component to it too, right? Like Labor Day today, if you're a big baseball person, right, there are games on, of course, but like for the Thanksgiving Black Friday combo, you have football and basketball. There's all sorts of good stuff.
I get it.
Why isn't there college football all day today?
I know.
Or like all day yesterday.
It's a missed opportunity to do two prime times.
I kind of like that because I think Labor Day is number one. The reasons you gave are very good. Usually you're hitting end of summer, so you might get kind of a little bit of a sneaky fall weather at night.
Yes.
For one of those. So it makes it great in terms of like hanging outside, barbecue, all that great stuff. You're loaded with football. It's usually start of college football. So you've got football usually from that Thursday until the Monday, even though again, because I don't need games all day on Sunday and Monday. You got the kickoff that finishes up the weekend on Monday nights. It gives you Saturday to just indulge yourself in college football.
Oh, how bad is Clemson Monday, destroying Monday, Georgia Tech?
Only 14-3 in the third quarter.
Wow.
By the way, Mike's least optimal holidays, number five was Rosh Hashanah. does he have six here? He has six
here. It's a great holiday.
Rosh Hashanah, five is President's Day. So again, goes back. I think it can be an optimal holiday based on it being, it's always a Monday, right?
President's Day is always
Monday.
Most people
don't get off President's Day unless you're like a federal employee.
Labor Day, he had in his least optimal at number four. He has Christmas. I, again, kind of agree on that, depending on the day it falls on. Columbus Day. And then he had MLK Day as
that was weird. Yeah, that was weird. Mike. Very weird. Very weird. We're not going to go there, but very weird. Nobody gets Columbus Day anymore. So.
I like Labor Day. Danny, I'm in agreement with you on that. Can we get to, I want to try, again, we try things on this podcast all the time. A lot of times they don't work. Sometimes they do, like the bar soap conversation that we had last week. I'm big at random content and just figuring out what works. So Max, we're going to debut a new segment. Today.
Why do you tell me whatever this is in advance? I could have made music for it or something.
Because I'm involved, Max. So there cannot be telling you things that allows you to be prepared.
We'll figure it out. Because I just want to see if it works. If it doesn't work after tonight, we're killing it. We're taking it behind the barn and we're shooting it. So what we're gonna do? A lot of pressure. From our conversations way back when. Mike had, after we listened to one of the episodes of Danny's podcast, Mike made some type of comment about Danny and the hip language that he was using within his podcast. Don't recall. I should have done the homework.
The line that I said was, I said that the kids said that, it was something with Fonseca about what the kid said. I don't remember the exact line. I'll have to look back later.
Basically, you positioned it yourself that like you are some hip guy and you know all the trends that are going on out there in the world today. So what we are going to do tonight on this episode is we're going to play a game of the phrase that Danny gives Max. Is it a real phrase the kids use or is it fake? What Danny is going to do is he's going to give us the phrase. He's going to use it within a sentence, and then you and I will debate if it's a phrase that the kids use.
Wait, you and Danny prepared this?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it, and it just kind of came up. And when he was down at my place recently, and we were just talking about why our podcast a lot of times is a lot more fun because it's just kind of off the cuff, and we find random shit to talk about.
I'm just bothered that I didn't get to make an intro. I like to make these stupid intros.
That's fine. We just want to play it. We're gonna see if we could do this. It could fall flat on its face and we forget about it forever.
It's not a real segment if there's no music that comes into it. It's not real
right now. So, all right. Do you have something prepared, Danny? Because I didn't give you. I really don't want to know what it was. We didn't talk about it other than we could try this out. So you got to
do.
Okay.
I do.
No, shouldn't be. Wait, why isn't Danny the one taking this quiz? He's the one who's purporting to know these things. I don't know these things.
But that's why we have to figure it out. Is Danny lying or is he telling the truth?
But why wouldn't the game be for us to ask Danny these questions?
That amendment can be made. Next go around, Max.
This is why you tell me things, because now I would have told you that your plan makes absolutely no sense.
Well, we're still going to try it.
I don't know what we're trying.
I don't know either. That's the point.
Do you understand what I'm saying? The game doesn't make any sense. Does Adam understand?
It definitely sounds better. Do you have a phrase that you think the kids say that you want to use on Danny and he can guess whether or not?
No, I don't know.
Well, you should have prepared for that.
And it also involves you prepping. So that's an issue too.
You should have known that this was coming, Max.
Oh my God. I can't believe how incompetent that was.
Danny, go ahead with your segment.
All right. The phrase that the kids say or not is take several seats. The context is Mike is live texting an English Premier League game in a group text where he knows no one else in the group text is watching the game, but continues to live text the EPL game that nobody is watching.
No, he's not even live texting to it. He's just like reacting to it.
Just reacting live in the group text. Whoa. And because of said annoyance, Adam tells Mike what the kids say and tells him to take several seats because he's being annoying.
I'm going to say that's not a real thing.
Take several seats.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Max here. I agree. I don't think this. I think for week number one, I think you tried to fool us. And I don't think that is what any kids say.
I just thought of the intro I can make for this.
This is a real phrase that the kids say. Take several seats for when someone is being annoying and they need to like take a chill pill effectively. It is effectively our take a chill pill.
How did you even like look that? Like,
verify this?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, listen, there are like a few types of sites, Thrillist and, you know, the Group 9 media brand.
But here's the thing. The other thing. Danny shouldn't have had to look this stuff up because he knows what the kids are saying.
Oh, yeah.
Again, I must point out how ridiculous it is that we're playing this game and not Danny.
I'm not Gen Z.
But you're the one. Never mind.
Well, time out. Adam works with Gen Z people every day. He should be the one who has.
But you were the one who claimed that you knew what the things that the kids were saying.
The kids were saying. Now I need to go look this back.
Just based on my quick lookup skills here on Twitter, it seems to be a legitimate phrase people are using. So, for example, there's a Twitter beef going on and somebody quote tweets somebody, like your weirdo ass ? Oh, okay. Take several seats and get those naps straightened out. I guess this is what the rest of the week I am putting myself on a spending restriction. I need to take several seats.
Yeah, it's take a chill pill, right? Like it's basically the same thing.
My Princess Meghan looks absolutely stunning. The Boeing was sent by the British racist media. Take several seats did not affect us.
He's reading shit from Urban Dictionary. What are you?
No, he's reading Twitter.
I'm reading tweets.
You're saying these are tweets. Okay.
These are tweets. These are just tweets. So I guess this is a phrase. See, I didn't mind. You know what? That didn't work out as badly as you thought.
Wasn't that bad.
The point wasn't that it was bad. The point was the origin of the game was because Danny apparently said, because I didn't listen to the podcast.
I'm not going
to
be on every episode.
What was that?
I'm not going to be on every episode. So the segment has to be something that you can do repeatably where I can send it in via a tape that I do on my phone or whatever.
Yeah,
that's why.
But asking, it makes sense to ask Danny the questions, not me and Adam.
But that involves you prepping something super far in advance. You're not going to do that.
You don't think I can come up with like some words like bussin' or like whatever? Like I can come up.
Bussin' is real.
I know bussin' is real.
It's cap, bro.
No cap. No cap.
Mid cap. Yeah, I don't know.
A good segment.
Let's let the people decide.
It still doesn't make the segment doesn't make any sense.
People will decide if this is stays or goes.
No, I want to. I'll keep the segment, but it should be us asking Danny.
Okay.
How it's your podcast, dude. However you want to do it, man. Not getting in your way.
All right. That was it. Oh, I did have another question, Danny. You don't have to verbally say it. You're just going to nod yes or no. Did you enjoy my wanker of the week in the last episode? Oh, you're nodding your head vigorously.
No, I did not.
And,
nobody knows what you're talking about. Proof.
I know. I know exactly what he's talking about.
Last week's wanker of the week was Pat Hobbs.
I don't have anything. Oh, one of the neighbors near me again, other night, for no reason, fireworks were going off.
Unreal. Unreal, man. I mean, you live in the boonies, dude. I mean, what do you want?
This is somebody who clearly enjoys, you know, just messing around with explosives. And I just don't get why it's so late. It's getting dark early again right now.
Mm-hmm.
You could shoot the fireworks off at 8:30 right now and see the stupid firework that you set off. 10:15, it was going off the other night. What are we doing? Needs to stop. Anything else that we got, guys? What do we got?
We don't have. There's no line for the game.
I was gonna say there's no gambling this week.
No, no line.
Yes, opponent. So
Why don't we set a line? No, they can. They just don't always. They don't always.
I will set it at -42.5.
Like Georgia is a 52-point favorite against Samford.
Samford is their FCS though.
They have to be FCS. Samford is definitely FCS.
I could see them joining like one of those broken off Sun Belt conferences.
Nevada is a 1.5-point favorite against Incarnate Word. Incarnate Word is definitely not an FBS program.
Nevada's only a 1.5-point favorite.
Apparently against Incarnate Word.
What? Get out of here.
And I know Incarnate Word is not.
Well, Incarnate Word is a D1 program. Basketball program. That much I know. But
it's definitely not an FBS football program. Anyway, so what, you want to come up with the line? 42.5?
42.5.
Okay.
You're going with 42.5.
Hold on. I messed this up. Yeah, no, that was my fault. Do we have a wanker of the week this week? Do we have any other segments we want to get to?
No, I don't. I didn't want to force anything this week other than Danny's segment.
I wanted to do explain his tweets, but I didn't come up with any.
I've been better at that.
I just haven't been reading your tweets recently, to be completely honest.
Oh, before we get to, do we want to end with gambling? That'll be the last thing that we do?
Yeah.
Okay. Danny and I were talking about this before we started taping. And so he came on and he was doing what he was doing right now. Again, nobody could see this, but he was playing with his hair when he got on. And I was like, hey, like, why are you really like playing with your hair? Nobody could like see you. And he's just like, oh, like one hair out of place. And I made, you know, the nice friendly joke being like, well, not a ton left. Like you gotta be, you know, be a little careful. And I also said following that, listen, Danny, one thing that like you can be grateful for, listen, we all have different financial situations. If Danny wanted to go the route of hair plugs, he could. And I think, I don't think it's a crazy idea. And they look awesome.
Want them to get one of those
fantastic
systems.
I am not in a million, systems. Not in a million years. No way.
But why though? Why not?
And my response, which is why Adam wanted to bring this up, was Max had made a comment in the group text, I think a month ago. I was walking in the Upper West Side, and there's this shop that has pillows of all different schools. Really cool, like artisanal pillows with campus landmarks on it that are clearly well done and well researched. And they had a Rutgers one. And I walked inside. I asked the lady who owns the store how much it was. It was like $200. And Max made the comment of like, if, and this is obviously a stretch, the word rich here, but he's like, you know, what's the point in being rich if you don't pay $200 for an artisanal pillow or something like that? And conceptually, what Adam is saying here and how I replied to him was, I would have rather have bought that pillow than get hair plugs as my major monetary outlay.
But why? Why are we not? What's the downside?
Look what it did for Tom Brady.
Yeah, look what it did to Joe Buck. He got addicted to it, almost lost his job over it.
Wait. Joe Buck almost lost his job to hair player.
Yeah.
Hair plugs.
He got addicted. Look it up. Got addicted to hair plugs. Nearly had that vocal cord polyp happen because of a hair plug surgery that went wrong. And that's why he nearly lost an entire year of play-by-play. Look at, I am not kidding.
Okay, so this is like
right now.
This is like a freak occurrence right now that you're using.
The guy was addicted to hair plugs. He was getting surgery done.
You think you're going to get addicted to hair plugs?
I don't know. Joe Buck got addicted to hair plugs.
I'm going to put that poll up right now. Is Danny going to get addicted to hair plugs?
No. Don't do that, because it's going to imply, because your no context polls don't imply that I'm not thinking about hair plugs.
They'll listen to the episode for the context.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand the point. Like, okay, if you like, is it a thing where you're afraid of X happening, like your cockamamie scheme that you're going to get addicted, or do you just not care about potentially losing hair? Because having hair is very important to me.
Yeah, no.
I have a full head of hair. Like,
Mr. Vain Health God over here.
I absolutely 1,000% agree with that. When it comes to, I like to look good, feel good. Hair is a part of that. I'm starting to get gray. I'm excited to go salt and pepper.
Yeah, Jordan's got some gray hair. My brother's got some gray hair in his beard going on.
I think the salt and pepper will suit me very well when the time comes.
Sure.
So I like having a full head of hair on that. So if it doesn't bother you, more power to you.
I've thought about shaving my head multiple times. I just have like a weirdly...
What bet can we get to where we can get...
Dude, no. I'm not doing it, because the issue is twofold. One, you know, I have a massive forehead, right? So like, just like, it never ends. And two, I have like this bumpy texture. Like the top of my head is like not even. So some people who shave their head, they have like a well-rounded head, like it looks okay.
You don't have a well-shaped
head. Yeah, I don't think I have a well-shaped head. I think like,
what happens sometimes when people shave their heads, they look like a penis. Like, that happens to people sometimes. And you just have to be careful. Like, if you don't have the right shape head, you can't do it.
Right. There's some like peaks and valleys.
Danny, what you're describing to me though is like, you have then legitimate logistical concerns. Have the means to take care of that. I think you got to consider it.
I think that's our new goal, is to convince Danny. I mean, he's not like bald.
I'm not
like,
bald. Really, I'm just thinning. Like, I'm thinning. That's all. Yeah.
Look what it did to like Portnoy. Looks amazing now.
Oh, God. Stop it.
Listen, I don't care what your views are on anything that like they do. His hair looks great.
I haven't seen Dave Portnoy's hair recently.
You should see the before and after. It's thinning into beautiful.
It's hair. Like a legitimate surgery, by the way, like a general anesthesia. They put you under real surgery.
I'm not mocking the way it's done. I'm saying that I think it's
you gotta get put under for that.
Yeah, you have to get put under, because I believe they like go into your scalp.
Yeah, I figure like that put me under. I don't want to feel any of that.
Yeah, no. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't even think it's like a Twilight situation. I think that's a fully general. I've only been under general anesthesia once. And it is a wild feeling, like having an anesthesiologist breathe for you and then coming to afterwards somewhere. It's not like you went to bed. It's very different.
All right. So you're going to consider it, is what you're saying.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. I thought it was interesting. I know we got
to Yeah, that was fun.
I don't think I had anything else. I had one thing for overrated, underrated. Do you want to play your music for overrated, underrated, Max? I don't want to. It usually is pretty good. Go ahead.
Oh, wait, this is the wrong one.
Yeah, that was intentional.
Gear up, folks. It's time for the Scarlet Sex.
We never did get the Scarlet Sex off the ground. We never got that off the ground.
Then we don't have to do overrated, underrated. We could actually, because the people in the Discord wanted to talk about... Danny's love life.
Oh, no.
By the way, Danny, thank you, because I'm sharing my screen right now for ruining the joke of me accidentally. Yeah, like people who have listened to this podcast before understand that when I say I accidentally played something,
we know it's intentional. Yes, I'm aware.
It's not really me accidentally playing. It's you have to explain the joke.
One day, I do have a dream that one day we will get the right on here.
You just MLK.
We will get the, you know what, deal with Mike. He was the one that ranked it as one of the worst holidays out there. We will get a Lonely Night segment. We will get a Lonely Night segment. All right, overrated, underrated. All it was right, the only fine. Thing.
I'm still bothered by not being allowed to make intro music for that game before. You understand? I'm very particular about how this podcast works. Okay. So let me play my little intro and then we'll play. Okay. You good?
Yeah, go ahead. Press play. I love it. It's a good intro. All right, so the only overrated upgrade I have this week. What do you think?
Wait, hold on. You have to explain how the game works.
Okay, we say things. You guys say whether it's overrated or underrated. We say something.
What if I think it's like the same? Like it's
no.
It's
we said last week that we're getting rid of perfectly rated.
All right. Just in case people didn't understand the game.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything bagel seasoning.
Underrated.
Thank you. I agree. Gotten very into it lately. It's great on some avocado toast.
You're into the avocado toast?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm in an avocado toast.
Avocados overrated. Lately.
I eat 5 avocados a week.
No more, no less.
No more, no less.
Exactly. 5 avocados.
5 avocados a week.
Like, does something happen to you?
I buy 5 apples and 5 avocados on Sunday at Whole Foods, and I eat one a day.
Wait, that's all you? You just go to Whole Foods just for 5 apples and 5 avocados?
No, I do not. But that is part of my Sunday. Today was a Monday. Whole Foods routine.
Take us through Whole Foods. What are we buying at Whole Foods? This episode is really dragged on, but it's fine.
Then I gotta go to bed.
We're almost done.
I will start with fruit. So blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, because that goes in my cereal in the morning.
Not a fan of blackberries. Overrated.
Put them right in your cereal, huh?
Yeah, put them right in my cereal. With almond milk. I get coffee, obviously, coffee beans, Allegro or Pete's, ground, do my own French press. That you can play the foghorn for that.
What to do with his own sound machine? Just
no one else can. This is not a visual medium.
Yeah, fair. No one. Carrots, tomatoes, hummus, a salmon or a cod.
Love.
Turkey for cold cuts for sandwiches, protein bars, eggs.
That's the way you said it was. I'm gonna start doing that around by the house now. Charlie starts getting mad at me. Charlie, that's me the hummus.
Well, that's hummus if I want to say it correctly, but but it's
I think Danny listing his shopping, giving us his shopping list is one of the best things that's ever happened on the podcast. Danny's shopping list.
Pasta, sauces. I mentioned eggs.
Now you're in the city. Now you don't have to experience this, but if you were, when you were in the suburbs, were you a put the shopping cart back in the right place?
Always shopping cart in the right place. But I haven't gone food shopping in the suburbs in like 10 years. Not 10, 8 years.
It's a wild experience, let me tell you.
Well, actually, I think the last time I went food shopping in the suburbs was with you a few weeks ago when we went out for the steaks.
Yeah, got a lot of meat.
A lot of meat.
That was good. All right. Didn't pick up any hummus that night.
You have a problem with pronouncing words correct etymology? Like, I don't understand.
Listen, whether it's Wimsit, Wimsat,
Hobbit, yeah, I whatever. We do have to figure out this Wimsit, Wimsat thing.
I mean, I heard Carl and he kept saying Wimsit.
Yeah,
On TV, the broadcast. I was only half paying attention. People were complaining about the broadcast.
I heard it was awful.
Well, there was the one point where the down and distance weren't being posted on there.
That's kind of a big deal.
You realize like people watch football for a really long time without having that.
Max, I'm gonna have to say you need to redirect part of your Knights of the Raritan contribution to the Michael J. Fox Society for your comments about Mark Richt. So I'm just going to say that. Needs to be part of your charitable efforts for the fourth quarter.
Danny was waiting until the end of the episode to drop.
I didn't know that Mark Richt had Parkinson's.
Yeah,
they put him on TV. They put him in the halftime of the ACC network where no one will ever find him. But for some reason, I found myself watching the halftime show on the ACC network, and I didn't know Mark Richt
had Parkinson's. Michael J. Fox Foundation is awaiting your contributions.
Okay, so you want me to unsubscribe from Knights?
No, I didn't say that. No.
All right, I think that's all we should. Let's finish with some gambling and call.
All right, it's week two. We're not even doing a real line. But it's week two in the league where they play for no pay. All right, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights and the Wagner Seahawks. That's right, the Wagner Seahawks this Saturday at 4 p.m. at Rutgers Stadium. We didn't have a real line. We made up the line. Rutgers minus 42.5. Let's start off with our guest, Danny. What do you think?
I think this is a situation where Rutgers has Wagner shut out through three quarters. And it will heavily depend on how the second and third string defensive teams play for Rutgers and whether they can maintain that shutout. I go Rutgers 56, Wagner 7. Rutgers covers the 42 and a hook.
42 and a hook. Douche.
All right, I'll go. So what I think is going to happen, here's my prediction. I was right last week. Evan Simon was going to lead Rutgers to a key week 1.3. I think in week two, we get a little revisionist history, and we are going to be pooping ourselves a little bit when Rutgers is down 14-7 late in the first quarter. And Johnny Langan leads Rutgers to 3 unanswered touchdowns by the Seahawks. And Rutgers eventually cakewalks to a victory. I'm going to go with 37-14. They do not cover the imaginary 42.5.
So Fordham is going to score 11 more. Fordham's going to score 11 more points on Wagner.
Definitely. Wow. Definitely. Lock it in. Lock it in on the imaginary line.
63-0, Rutgers.
Thank you, Max.
Boring as hell, but 63-0. That's it.
RV time, baby. It is RV time.
I'm excited. I might get there a little earlier than I normally would, because for a 4 o'clock game, I normally get there around like 1:30.
We should do. Let's do Cribs. Let's do an episode of Cribs.
We
check out the RV.
We should record in the parking lot.
We will do an RV. We'll rate the RV. We'll go through the RV. We'll give you something. We'll put it out on Twitter.
Teardrops, yeah. RVs.
We could do it. I was thinking we could do a Twitter Spaces, like a pregame show.
That's one today. It was pretty cool.
Like effort.
Oh yeah.
I feel like people don't really get to see us on video very often. I feel like we might have to do some of that.
We could do that.
We'll do a little Cribs on we'll do the whole Health Got Tailgate and we'll figure that out.
75 people showed up for an hour at 3:30 on Labor Day Monday to talk Rutgers football. Nobody
said you were allowed to promote yourself right now, Dan.
I didn't promote myself. I didn't say anything about where they can listen to the Scarlet Spotlight podcast.
All right. 1-0. We'll see ya on Saturday, and I don't know. Enjoy your hummus.
That's gotta be the title of the episode.